to Karen, I presume. You work out of your home. I think that's wonderful.
Well, I cater mostly to the families in the neighborhood. Makes it convenient for them and for me.
And for your wife.
Well, I'm not married. Not currently. Where did you say you heard of me?
My girlfriend, Nabby Pierce. You filled her cavity. She said you were very good.
Nabby, yes. Nice gal.
Nabby also said you sometimes made special arrangements with girls who were a little short.
You don't have any money?
Not very much. I'm still trying to establish myself. I'm an actress. I'm going to make it big. Everyone says so. You can expect to see me up on a silver screen one day. Don't you think we could come to some kind of mutually beneficial arrangement, Dr. Curran?
Well, I don't know.
It hurts, Doctor. I really need you to fill it.
I'm just going to put this on, you know. I don't want to crush your carnation.
It's not a carnation, silly. It's a dahlia.
Just breathe.
Beautiful day, Ava?
Mommy, what's that?
It's nothing, honey. It's just a department store man.
Buzz camping out in a room. I was wondering if you could make her a sandwich.
Of course, Dr. Herman.
Thank you.
Could you help me a minute? It must be hard on you, with your wife indisposed. I miss Vivian. We became quite close. Don't worry, our secret is safe.
What secret?
The way you look at me. The way you fantasize about me. You have a diseased mind, Dr. Herman. That must be why you became a therapist.
I'm glad you and my wife are friends, but I'm not interested in your pet theories about me.
So maybe I'm way off base. Or maybe I'm crazy like Vivian. Is that what you think, Doctor?
I think you must have pretty low self-esteem to keep throwing yourself at a married man who doesn't want you.
So you don't want me? You don't find me attractive?
Just make Violet a sandwich, please.
I don't believe you, Ben. I know you want me.
No, I don't want this. I love my wife. I want her to get better and come home so I can take care of her. It's just a normal, boring family.
Beautiful speech, man.
It's Dr. Harmon. No more games. No more bullshit. Do you understand?
I better make Violet a sandwich. Now it's just a matter of time, Ben. The spirit is willing, the flesh is weak.
say?
They all...
Who? Yeah. Oh, all except for that one.
Well, if he shits in the house, you're cleaning it up. Look at the mud you tracked in.
Nice. Felt the last one.
My daughter just died, and you're on my back about a goddamn cigarette. Here, smoke that one, asshole.
I'm not one of your dogs. I got a job. I work hard. I don't want to come over here. I don't want to have to work more.
You got a job. Reading a script down at a call center for 2 hours a day. Oh, my. Let me rub your feet. And how did those headshots that I paid for work out for you?
I'm sorry about Addie. She's a cool chick.
Yeah, maybe that's why you used to come over here early, huh? Before I got home, so you could spend a little time diddling her, huh? Whispering sweet nothings in her ear.
Hey, we need drink.
Hey!
What?
Why don't you run on down to the Koreans and get us another carton of ciggies?
I'm going.
Take that goddamn dog with you. And don't come back until he does his business.
Come on, buddy. Is that for me?
For the dog, actually. Where are you headed?
Store. You want me to get you some candy, little girl?
With that lady next door. She a little old for you? She seems like a royal bitch.
Maybe you and I should run away together then. I came inside.
It's cool. I can't get pregnant.
Really? Sweet.
Your mom, is he gonna get pissed?
We can hope she does.
And some sweet revenge.
I'm not gonna tell her.
Then what is the point? Sex is the only weapon you have against her. She's treating you like shit because she's afraid of losing you. Prove to her that she's right. And she'll be blowing rainbows off your ass again.
I think that I love her. Hey. What's your story? I mean, how come you get to live here? You know, I heard they took that lady to the loony bin.
I don't live here yet. I'm moving in soon, though. Dr. Harmon and I are in love.
Okay. Then how come you rocked out with me?
To see if I could do it with the guy who's still alive.
Dr. Hum, Detective Jack Colquitt.
Missing persons, right?
Mm-hmm. This young lady believes you might be involved in a case we just opened.
You don't remember me, Ben? Molly McLean? Hayden's sister?
I honestly have no idea what happened to her. In fact, I have a few questions for her myself.
You're a liar. Hayden is pregnant with your baby. And she comes here with that crazy idea that somehow you're going to leave your wife, support her, and raise your child together? So what'd you do, Ben? Where is she? In a hole somewhere?
Dr. Harmon, the last time I was here, I saw Miss McLean's sister coming out of the house.
Yes, we made plans to go to lunch at Norm's.
You were also working in the backyard digging, weren't you, around the time she disappeared?
Detective, you have no idea what happened here.
That's what we're here to find out. What's with all the drama? The hell, Hayden? How come you haven't answered your phone or called or anything?
To be honest with you, Marla, I didn't think you gave a rat's ass about me. I thought you were calling to borrow money again.
So you're okay, then? Obviously, you're not missing.
Nope. You don't have to worry about me, sis. You were wrong about Ben. I've decided to stay here in La La Land. This is my home now.
You've got about 10 seconds to give me some answers before I call that detective back and have you arrested for assaulting my family.
I'm sorry, Ben. I was pregnant, scared, and hormonal. I was a crazy bitch when I came here on Halloween. I deserve whatever punishment you think is right.
Ben, this whole thing has been so ugly. It's not me. It's not how I want you to think of me. I don't know if we have a future together, but I've always been there for you. From the beginning. Just want you to remember that. By the way, I had the abortion. You don't have to worry about it anymore. Dr. Harmon?
Excuse me, did we have an appointment?
I was told there was a doctor here who might help me.
You need to call and make an appointment.
Doctor, I think something terrible might happen to me.
What do you mean, something terrible?
I'm not quite certain. It's a strange feeling. An endless foreboding. Like a dream I can't wake myself out of.
Sounds like acute anxiety. But you really...
It's worse than that. I do things with men. Things I shouldn't. But I'm a great actress, and it's frustrating. I just need that break. All you need is that one person who believes in you, and every time I go into an audition, I think maybe he's the one, and I get carried away. Do you know what I mean?
I do. I have an opening tomorrow at noon. What's your name?
Elizabeth Short.
I assume you're covered by SAG insurance. I see. Well, you're a beautiful young girl. I just assumed that you were working steadily. In the meantime, we need to discuss how you plan to pay for treatment.
Do you really think I'm beautiful? Really?
You're an attractive young woman. No, Beth. We just discussed that. You don't need to do that.
I don't know how else to pay you. I know you're the one who can help me. I can tell. You understand.
Oh, we can figure something out. You never need to do that with me. I'm the one you should feel safe with. I need to get this.
You won't regret this.
Hello? Just slow down, doctor. I can't understand you.
I spoke with Vivian, psychiatrist, and he doesn't feel she's mentally strong enough to hear this news right now.
Normally, I would be very uncomfortable giving a husband this information.
But you are her designated healthcare proxy.
Just tell me what's going on, doctor.
Heteropaternal superfecundation.
Hetero what?
Your wife's twins have different fathers.
I'm sorry.
What did you say?
It's extremely rare, maybe one in a million.
Your wife must have had
intercourse with two different men
during the same ovulation cycle within a 48-hour period.
Where is she? Little slut. Violet. She's been catting around with my dog walker.
Nonsense. The girl's taste in men is hardly refined, but I doubt it runs to rough trade.
Well, when Travis came back from dog walking, a 15-minute affair that somehow stretched into 45, he smelled something other than canine.
You're delusional.
That girl wouldn't give your greasy boy toy a second glance. She thinks she's in love with your little angel. But once the truth comes out, I suspect that'll change.
What the hell are you babbling about?
The two babies your mother is carrying. Only one of them was fathered by Dr. Harmon.
Kate! Hey, honey, it's Mama. I have to talk to you. Kate?
So talk.
Oh, God.
Tell me it isn't true. What I've been hearing about you.
About what?
Your behavior. God, after all the missteps, we finally have somebody in this house that maybe can help you. Tell me you did not crawl on top of that man's wife. Oh.
Mom, you can't tell Violet, okay? Please, Mom.
What is wrong with you?
Mama!
come, Ben. Please.
Get out. Elizabeth, put your clothes on and leave. I'm sorry, but I can't treat you anymore.
You're not really going to turn this down, are you?
And you're fired. Sue me if you need to. Make your last chore to show her out.
You said this would work. You said this is what he wanted.
She's using you, honey.
My dreams will never come true.
Your dreams?
I know it sounds terribly selfish, but I must become famous. It's the only thing I've ever wanted.
Honey, don't you know who you are?
I'm Elizabeth Short.
You really don't know, do you?
My name is Charles Montgomery. I am quite a renowned surgeon. I'm here to help you.
I've bisected her body, removed the intestines, and drained her blood.
Why?
Loretta writes.
A surgeon cuts.
I think you will find these pieces more portable.
What are you doing now?
She seems so sad. I've decided to give her a smile that will last forever.
That's how they found me. Naked, on display for the whole world to see.
You were the front page news of every paper for 2 months.
I really did become somebody.
She's been extremely agitated, and the paranoia hasn't abated. I'm sure the doctor will change up the meds when he gets here, but in the meantime, we've had to keep her restrained.
Restrained?
She attacked one of the orderlies. He suggested that this rapist in a rubber suit was some kind of sexual fantasy.
Vivian, you have a visitor.
Conversation right now. It's okay. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, thank God he's here. Thank God he can see what they're doing to me, how wrong it is. And thank God he's a shrink so he can get me out of here. You're right. You're in hell here. This is no place for my wife. When I'd move heaven and earth for the Vivian I thought I was married to. But you want her. You're a stranger to me. You actually pretended, maybe even believed like a sociopath that you were some kind of holy saint without sin while you shit all over me. Our life. And our family with betrayal and lies. The way I feel right now,
I wouldn't lift a finger to help you get out of here. God, I miss college. Enjoy it. Before real life knocks you on your ass.
Do you want to talk about it?
Nope, I don't. I miss beer. Vivian hates it when I drink, especially beer.
I like beer.
There you go.
Can I confess something to you?
I think the smart answer would have to be no.
I'm not really confused about interpersonal aggression.
You're not?
Mm-mm.
I'm certainly glad I can tell you a lot about interpersonal aggression. My marriage, for one thing, not in a happy place right now.
See? You do want to talk about it.
I don't. I just want to drink and get drunk and stumble home on the tea.
The thing is, Dr. Harmon, I have a crush on you.
That's a bad move. Seriously, I mean, you're going to have so many men in your life.
What does that mean?
It means you're a knockout. You're smart as hell.
Is hell smart?
Oh, listen to this guitar solo. It's incredible.
It was written in the stars. I was meant to take your class right at the moment your marriage imploded. You needed me, Ben.
I did need you. But I shouldn't have crossed the line.
Ben.
I abused my authority.
I was a consenting adult. I still am.
Peyton, please, listen to me. My marriage was a mess when we met.
And now? It's even worse, Ben.
You're right. It's bad. It's really bad. But here's the thing, Hayden, and I hope you understand this. We weren't written in the stars. We're not meant to be together. Not then, not now, not 6 months from now. I was lonely, I was heartbroken, and I used you. It was unforgivable, I'm sorry. But no matter what happens with my wife, I can't be with you. I don't love you, Hayden. I'm sorry. I never did.
You don't love me. You don't love me. Okay. Can I have a hug?
Of course. You can't just hang around here.
Not just hanging around here. I came for a reason. When it concerns your family, you have a right to know.
What are you talking about?
Vivian, and that black guy, you know, in the uniform. I came around here the other morning and he was leaving. Who knows how long it's been going on? Just thought you should know. I need to talk to you, honey.
Can you yell at me some more?
On the contrary, I want to apologize for my earlier manner. It was unnecessarily cruel.
You know, you've been going through a lot of stuff lately, so...
It's true, I have, but so have you. Here by my side. Oh, I don't think it hasn't gone unnoticed or unappreciated. You know, in many ways, you are fine. Travis, so sit down, baby. I want to ask you something. Will you marry me?
Marry you?
There's going to be a child, and I want to bring that child into this home and raise it as my own.
What child?
Our child. Or it could be. We could be a family. I wouldn't make the same mistakes that I made the last time. You would be a wonderful father.
Father? I'm not ready to be a father.
Oh, but you are. I've seen how you were with Addie and with the dogs.
With Addie and the dogs. What about my career?
Your what?
My career, you know, maybe... I don't know, maybe we should wait and let me get myself established and then we could do whatever, you know?
What career? What? This dream you have of appearing half naked in your skivvies 60 feet high above Times Square?
I don't know why that's so funny to you.
I know that dream. I had that dream. I was going to be a big star. And baby, if it didn't happen for me, it is not going to happen for you.
Why are you being so mean?
I am being honest.
You're being mean.
Mean torso in this town is a dime a dozen, baby. And that's all you've got. I'm offering reality, community, property, a chance to be somebody, a father. Look at you. What are you now? You're nothing.
No, I am something. And just because you say that I'm not going to make it doesn't mean it's true.
Jesus Christ! God, how could I have ever thought you could be a father? You are not even a man. Don't you dare. You gotta be careful. You know why? Because the last man who thought that he could strike me came to a very unpleasant end. And he was a man.
And I wasn't a man. She said I'd never be famous. Oh, bitch! Bitch!
You better?
Yeah.
I don't. You said we weren't meant to be together. We were meant to be. Let's go again. What are you doing?
I totally thought you came.
No.
Really? Look, would you mind finishing yourself? I really gotta go. I mean, I can't leave you like this with Constance.
You're kidding me. I thought you said you hated her.
Nah. Yes, I love her. And we got a baby coming.
A baby what? Fossil?
I don't know. I guess we're gonna adopt.
After all that shit she said to you?
I'm gonna come back. I promise.
Can at least get a hug?
Yeah. I had a really good time.
I had a really great time, too. Well, shit, now what am I going to do with you?
Whoa. Constance was right. Now I'm never going to be famous.
That's not necessarily true. In fact, now you might even have a better chance. The only one who's going to be famous out of this is Ben when they find the body down here. So send him to prison. Or he'll move out. God damn it.
Who's to say the body has to be found here?
Are you going to drag him out of here, Casper?
Well, if you knew someone who might, I could certainly make it easier.
There's someone who owes me a favor.
Yo, come over here.
Look,
shit. Holy shit, yo.
You. Even this hideous place can't dim your charming girlish spirit.
Hello, Constance. What a surprise.
Well, I hope it is a good one. You know, I've been thinking about you so much, about this ordeal that you've been through,
and being pregnant on top of everything else.
My goodness, that poor baby.
Babies, it's twins.
Oh, of course. Babies. And is everything all right with the babies?
They're growing very fast. I can't believe how much food I've been consuming even in here. I'm just ravenous.
That's a good thing.
Oh, Vivian, I want you to know that I intend to be there for you. Whatever help you need.
I mean, babies are my thing.
I have a special gift. And I've been a single mother. I mean, I know how we tell ourselves that we don't need a man. We can do it alone.
But the secret, Vivian,
the secret is community. Stud.
Constance, I don't want to be rude or seem ungrateful. I'm just so tired, and I just, probably from the meds, I need to know.
Of course, honey. Oh, I'll just disappear.
Vivian, you know, I know the pain of being doubted by everyone around you. The soul.
Well, those are for you.
Thank you.
I think I might stop by
Sweet Lady Jane's and pick up some pastry for that sweet little Violet.
Constance. I was raped. I didn't hallucinate any of it.
Well, of course not. Oh, honey, I never doubted it for a minute.
Please don't tell anybody that I told you, because I need for them to think that I'm coming to my senses so that I can get out of here.
Of course.
You poor thing. What you've been through.
Didn't have to trigger the alarm system to get me over here.
I've been racking my brains trying to figure it out. I gotta hand it to you both. It was a terrific cover.
Nasty. What'd you mean?
At Whole Foods? At the gym?
I installed your security system, remember?
We moved here in early fall. You met Vivian whenever. Started having an affair. Got her pregnant.
What?
She's having twins, and only one of them is mine.
Okay, so I guess the other one must be mine.
Look, I'm not asking you for child support. In fact, you're not even going to see this baby. I just want to hear it from you.
Man to man.
All right.
Man to man.
Hear this, Ben. If that was my baby, you couldn't keep me away. But the sad fact is that I'm shooting blanks. You can ask my ex-wife. We tried for 5 years.
All it takes is one good swimmer.
Look, I don't know Vivian that well, but clearly she has been a very busy girl.
Hey, don't talk about my wife like that. You don't know her.
You do? You called her a whore and a liar. That was just in the last 5 minutes. Your own wife. Locked her away, Ben. You know what? Maybe it's good. Maybe she's safer there.
Kinky. You want me to try that on? Looks like you went to a lot of trouble to find it.
What do you know about this?
I know I get wet just thinking about sliding that rubber on my body.
Stop it. Stop your bullshit and listen to me. You're in this house all the time. You see everything. What happened with Vivian?
Why do you care? You're a man. Isn't this what all men want? The freedom to satiate their needs guilt-free?
Just tell me the truth. I think I made a horrible mistake by putting Vivian in the hospital. She was attacked by someone.
Congratulations, Dr. Herman. You're finally beginning to see things as they are.
I think we're going to get a pickup on my lifetime pilot. And as soon as we do, I want to bring you on as my guest.
I can't focus on your career right now. I may be looking at a rather earth-shattering situation.
Could we be talking menopause, baby? Why am I seeing baby pictures?
Tell me. What happens when a human copulates with someone from the spirit world?
Spirits aren't known for their potency.
Yes, but what if there is, in fact, a conception?
You do know about the box. The Pope's box.
What the hell are you talking about?
When a new Pope has been chosen, and the bells of St. Peter's chime, he is shown into a small chamber next to the Sistine Chapel. They call it the Room of Tears, named for the sublime mixture of joy and sorrow that he must contemplate at this moment. He has brought a key to this box. It has been said that this box contains the ultimate secret. It holds the secret of the end of the world.
For Christ's sakes, Billy Dean, the cameras aren't rolling in here. Will you just cut to the chase?
This piece of paper reveals the precise nature of the Antichrist. A child born of human and spirit will usher in the end of times. It is the essence of evil. A perversion of the Immaculate Conception.
What are you talking about?
Oh, come on, honey. The Holy Ghost merely whispered in the Virgin Mary's ear, and she begat the Son of God. If the devil's going to use a human womb for his spawn, he's going to want a little more bang for his buck.